Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
Do you have the 23rd Psalm memorized? Many people do. It is a favorite part of the Bible. It's one of those scriptures that have been displayed in every possible way. It is perhaps one of the most common verses to be requested and read when loved ones pass from this life. Set in Israel's songbook among the collection of poems used to praise Jehovah and instruct the people of God, these words are comforting and they are consoling. They touch the heart. The writer knew that the Lord God was his shepherd. He had great comfort and assurance in living his life because of this knowledge. I'm hoping that we share in common the very same blessings in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Please join us in our study today on Psalms 23.
Gentle Shepherd,
from the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What wonderful confidence the author of this psalm had in God's care of him. The image of a shepherd caring for his sheep is used powerfully. It expresses how trustworthy the shepherd is and how dependent the sheep. So it is with the Lord Jesus Christ, who declared himself to be the good shepherd of the sheep. He uses the same relationship of shepherd and sheep to assure his disciples that he could be trusted. He would take care of their needs. He would never leave them nor forsake them. And the psalmist knew the Lord Almighty to be his caretaker. He knew his needs would be met. The psalm tells of how the shepherd will be there to supply the everyday needs. Jesus has made that very same promise. The Holy Spirit comes and abides with every person who surrenders to the Lordship of Jesus. This indwelling Spirit of God is a constant presence. Jesus not only wants every disciple of his to trust him, he wants that trust in him to be the assurance in life. The psalmist not only tells us that the Lord can be trusted in providing our needs from day to day, but he will also provide help when perilous and dangerous times come. The valleys of darkness and the shadow of death are images of difficult times and hardships. Jesus has told us, those who would follow him, in this world you will have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. The psalmist pictured his shepherd taking his rod and staff and using them to guide and protect him when walking through the valleys. Jesus knew we would have valleys to walk through. Sometimes we make those valleys for ourselves because of our weaknesses and sinfulness. And sometimes those valleys come upon us because of the sinfulness of others. Yet there are times when we find ourselves in a valley that just happened to be in our path. No fault of ours or others. It is simply the journey of life. Well, the author of the 23rd Psalm knew that when those valleys came for him, he would have his shepherd to walk with him through it. I certainly hope that you have that same assurance in your life today. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, then it should be that way for you, just as it was for this psalmist. Like sheep, we need someone to guide us in the right path. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, he declared. To follow him is to have his guiding hand upon us. Traveling through life will bring temptations that can lead to shame and dishonor. The Lord being our shepherd means that he will reach out to us like the shepherd does with his rod and his staff to keep us from falling into traps and pitfalls. When the actions hurt, the Lord would guide him through forgiveness and being forgiven. When life is unjust and cruel, the Lord will be there to support. How comforting for the psalmist to know the Lord was there to help him when he could not help himself. Another picture from this beautiful portrait is that of triumph and victory. The table set, the anointing of the head with oil, the cup overflowing, tell of honor being bestowed and honor received. When we yield our hearts and our lives to the gentle Master Jesus, we too will have victory. We will live knowing that the mercy and grace of God is ours in this life, and it will provide a dwelling in God's house forever, the greatest place of honor. I believe with all my heart that the Heavenly Father wants every person in this world to know the same blessings as the psalmist did. He knew that by the Lord shepherding him, he could entrust himself to the one who would fill life's journey with great blessings. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance. We're praying today that you're living the abundant life in Jesus Christ. we love the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the risen Savior, and may the Lord be your shepherd too.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.